I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You got to stay connected while we stay locked down. And we got ways for you to get that done. You got a smart speaker, it's simple. Tell your smart speaker to play KISW, and then you're with us. Got a smartphone? Just download the radio.com app, and you're with us. And if you got yourself one of them, computers, radio.com, if you got one of them TVs. You got one of them TVs, Xfinity, actually, in their remote. You speak into the remote saying radio.com, and you can listen to us on your TV. It's not bad, man. Yeah, you got to stay connected. You want more info? Go to KISW.com. Stay home. Stay healthy. Stay connected.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To everybody, scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time
to be. Turned down for Thursday. Oh yeah, man, getting close to Friday.
Yeah,
long weekend Friday.
Long rainy weekend. It looks like.
Judging by
today.
Well, yeah. Do we know what the extended forecast is calling for? Anybody?
Because Saturday's supposed to be decent.
All right, decent's good.
Nice. Yeah, all right.
Not cool. Rainy.
All right. Well,
a little cloudy. 64 Sunday. Nice.
Oh, 69?
And cloudy.
All right.
Oh, that's right. And then Monday, 64 degrees and cloudy.
All right. So it's going to be all right.
I mean, look, for all what right, you're going to be doing anyway, right. you put your Traeger on some right. covering, and then you can just have your own Labor Day, Memorial Day barbecue. Anyway.
All right. It'll be all right.
Sure.
All right. Let's get to our contestant. We got Daryl in Redmond. Daryl, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Before we get to it, someone was though curious what Brad Pitt thinks the weather is going to be like. So
that's pretty good.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
All
right.
So good. There you go. Enjoy your weekend.
Pretty good.
Can we get Emma in your box? That doesn't sound right, but...
What?
Because he asked Emma Stone recently what she thought the weather was going to be like, and I do like Emma Stone.
All right, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. Here she is.
Looks pretty good.
Ooh, Emma. Oh, she's got a deeper voice than I thought.
She's just like Robert De Niro.
She's got range. She's talented. You guys don't know that girl's got range.
Well, anyone can do a Robert De Niro impression, and apparently Emma Stone can, too.
Yeah, well, she's good, man.
As far as a prize, we don't know just yet, but we'll hook them up once we figure it all out. Get past all this lockdown craziness.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Daryl will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Daryl, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What horrible what horrible bosses actor played Michael Bluth in the comedy Arrested Development?
Pass.
Finish the Ghostbusters. What was that?
Bateman, Jason Bateman.
Yes, finish the Ghostbusters quote. There is no Dana, only what?
House.
Which automaker uses the bow tie logo?
Chevy.
Yes, what is the first name of Kim Kardashian's father?
Bruce?
No.
Pass, damn it.
Who coached the Philadelphia Eagles in 2008?
Mike Holmgren?
No.
Pass.
What was the name of Bob Seger's band?
Pass.
Which restaurant is famous for its Grand Slam meal?
Dennis.
Yes, right. In X-Men First Class. Who is the founder of the X-Men?
The actor?
No, the character.
Xavier?
Yes.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, correct.
Would you have accepted X?
That
is, he's called Professor X.
I think you need the full title for that.
I don't know.
No one just calls him X.
I've never heard anyone just say, "Hey, what's up, X?" It's always Professor X.
I get it, but X is the right. X is not the right.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna.
That'd be like saying,
going to the judges over here. I'm gonna have to agree with that.
You take half names for a lot of things. Is all I'm saying. I agree with you. No one that's his full name, but people.
That'd be like trying to accept Tori for Victoria when I don't get called Tori. I'm Vicky.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not a good analogy, but that's okay.
Tori B.
Tori B.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's as wrong as you
That's your new name now.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Danny Onions and Tori B today.
It sounds like a mafia group now.
Having a fight right now, Steve. I hope you answer the way I think you should, and that way.
There's no way he's going to answer it that way.
All right, fine.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah. Please answer that way, Steve.
I don't know what it is, but I hope I do.
Please do.
What Horrible Bosses actor played Michael Bluth in the comedy Arrested Development?
Justine Bateman. Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Justine's his sister.
Yeah, that's
Finish
right.
the Ghostbusters quote, "There is no Dana, only what?"
Awesome.
No.
There is no Dana. Only Zool.
Wow, yes. Which automaker uses the bow tie logo?
Oh, Buick?
No.
Cadillac?
No.
Bow tie logo. I don't even know.
I can tell.
BMW.
No. What is the first name of Kim Kardashian's father?
Bruce.
No.
OJ.
No.
Mark.
No. Who coached the Philadelphia Eagles in 2008?
Andy Reid.
Yes.
What was the question?
What was the name of Bob Seger's band?
Oh, like a rock. Bob Seger and the Lonely Hearts Band?
No.
Pass. I can't think of it.
Which restaurant is famous for its Grand Slam meal?
Denny's.
Yes. In X-Men First Class, who is the founder of the X-Men?
Professor, is it Professor like X?
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You win 5-4. Oh,
man.
You're on that one. That was closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, there it is.
And you almost answered it the way that we did not want you to answer it.
I just wish you would have said X.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I'm like, it was like, who said X? I was like, no, I'm not going to give you to you for X. But you did say Professor X.
So congratulations, Steve, right?
Yeah, you won.
Sorry, Daryl.
I'm the man.
Thank you.
Take it easy, buddy.
You're the man.
I have a question. And
here comes more questions.
Well, is that what it's called? Is it called a bow tie logo?
Yes. I looked this up. I had to make sure and look it up because Mercedes? I didn't think it was either. No.
Oh, so they actually call it a bow tie.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Chevrolet.
You would think of it as a cross, but they say it's a bow tie.
Yes.
Which I guess I can see that, but I didn't know they ever called it a bow tie logo.
I looked up the Chevy logo, and it says it's a bow tie logo.
Weird.
So bizarre.
Yeah, that looks nothing like a bow tie.
No, it really doesn't.
It kind of looks like a bow tie.
You're right. It kind of does, but a bow tie doesn't, because it has tilt. It has angled or slanted ends, if you will, like forward slash. They look like forward slashes on the part of the bow tie.
Yeah.
So that's why, why would they call that a bow tie? But all right.
Yeah, I looked it up, and I double checked on that one.
How high were they when they decided that was a bow tie? It looks more like a cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure you looked it up?
Yes! Right.
Oh my God!
I look it up, and they call it Chevrolet's bow tie logo.
Okay, he looked it up.
I looked it up.
It's there. It is.
Apparently, it was inspired by a wallpaper design from a Persian hotel.
Wow, bow tie Persian design.
Well, yeah.
Parisian.
Parisian hotel.
From
Paris, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
that's fine.
That makes more sense.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think. I think the internet's lying to us this time.
This is on GM's website.
No, I mean the bow tie part.
It's the Chevrolet bow tie. That's the history.
Well,
of the
GM doesn't know their own business.
That I agree with.
Yeah. They don't know what their stuff is. It's not like they've owned the company.
Does anybody know the name of Kim Kardashian's father?
Robert.
Yes, Robert Kardashian.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought Mark Gastineau. Oh, that's the Gastineau girls.
Wow.
That was like, they were like the fashion, they were like the socialites before
Kardashians. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Mark
Gastineau was on the New York Jets.
Oh, okay.
Who represented OJ? Was it him?
Yes, it was Kardashian.
I was close.
You were
sort of Jenner close. And when he was Bruton,
stepfather.
Yeah.
He's the stepfather. He's Kylie's dad, or now mom, but
Mm-hmm. And,
she's Kylie's, All right, then.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway,
that's the spirit.
She's the parent of Kylie. That's what it is. She's Kylie's parent, but not, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with five correct.
Hey, caller five, guess what you're getting? Something.
That's right.
206-421-ROCK. Caller number five at 206-421-ROCK. And you are a winner. Congratulations, caller number five. We're happy to have you aboard.
Somebody was asking us what's our favorite, since we're talking about car logos and the Chevrolet one being a bow tie, what's your favorite car emblem logo?
Ooh. I am not a supercar guy, but I've always liked the Jaguar. So I've always liked that.
That's a cool one.
Yeah, I've always
liked that. My favorite's always been the Cadillac.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting.
You know, it was like, there was a lot. Man, I don't know if it was like this out here, but for when we were growing up, it was like, you know, teens, it was like a thing to get the Cadillac logo, like the emblem, and put it on a chain.
Oh, really?
And we would like walk around like we were like cool.
Oh, look at you, caddy life.
But you didn't want to, like, we were losers. We didn't want to like steal it from somebody's car, so we would like beg our parents, like take us like to a dump place that has like old cars. So that, and then one of us was able to go one time and got us a couple of them, and then we were like acting like as if we stole them because, you know.
Ah, fancy.
You seemed cooler as a teen if you stole it.
Right, so that's just, that was a story
we were
telling everybody.
But we were too much of a loser to actually steal something.
Yeah.
I could never imagine trying to do that, because my luck, the person would walk out right when I'm trying to do it.
And that's the nicer way, really. You go to a junk place, and you can tell whatever story you want, but nobody really got hurt.
I think it was just because, like, you know, like the Beastie Boys, they had what, they used the, was it the Mercedes logo or the Volkswagen logo? That's a good one, too. The Volkswagen logo is pretty sweet.
Yeah, the V-dub looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the V-dub looks pretty good. Danny, you have a favorite car logo?
The Mustang had the horses, right?
Oh, yeah.
I always liked that one. I for some reason, I can't find the picture of it. Well, I didn't type it in right, but...
That's probably why you can't find it.
Texture's got a good one. A lot of them are texting and say the Mac logo, for sure, dudes.
Oh, I got to see that logo again. It's been a while. And how about you, Vicky? You got do you have a logo, Vicky, that you care about?
Yeah, Subaru. It's like that blue oval with all the cool little stars.
Oh, yeah, that is a cool logo.
I totally do like
that. Yeah? All right.
Got the dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a fun logo.
And then they have, like, the emblem would be on the front, like, of the... Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah. See, I do like... Yeah, so the animal ones seem to be okay with a lot of us. The Mustang, the Jaguar,
so
the
dog. So it's a Tesla.
What does Tesla's logo look like?
Just like a T.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really?
Like, looks kind of like a sword, almost.
Oh, I don't think I've ever noticed that. Yeah.
Like,
now
stab someone with
it. I always think of a T-shirt. Wow. It looks like somebody's got a T-shirt on. I don't know why. I think that's a guy with a T-shirt with no head, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, it shows how where we all go. I'm thinking of it as like a weapon that you could spike somebody with.
Hey,
put it in your hands and put that spike through the middle finger and the ring finger.
You know what's so funny? If you said, okay, somebody in the show thinks it's a weapon, the other person thinks it's a T-shirt, they would probably pick you for the T-shirt since you're the T-shirt guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good logo. Tesla's got a good logo.
So it's the Harley Davidson badge and banner.
Oh, yeah. Course.
Ram Charger.
Oh, yeah. The Ram's cool. Yeah, the Ram horns, really. I mean, is it the whole head of the Ram or just the horns now? I can't remember what it's evolved into with the Ram Charger.
I think it's kind of like the head and the horns.
See, I don't know if I'm thinking of the Ram's helmet or the Ram Charger. I'm getting all my logos confused.
Logos are fun. That's how I know.
I agree.
If anything, I think it's always like fun to see like mascots and like sports teams, any kind of logo.
Yeah.
Drums for me. Like I was a fan of like certain drums just because of their logo.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tama, they had a sweet T.
Yeah.
That was a pretty awesome one.
Well, for me then, if you're talking logos, I've always loved the Star Trek Delta logo. I've always just loved it. It's so iconic.
You said you'd get it tattooed on you if you were going to get a tattoo.
Don't have to do it anymore because my friends have done a really good job of buying me pins that look like they came right off the uniforms from the shows.
Oh.
So I can, you know, look like I'm the guy.
But what are you going to wear when you're not wearing a shirt?
Oh,
just spike it into your chest.
Do it. Hardcore.
I don't think you're ever going to see me shirtless. That's not something I do.
Well, if you're hairy, you could always shave it into your chest.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Are you hairy?
Again, if I don't want to have...
I'm really curious
Question of the day. Yeah. Are you hairy? You've seen BJ shirtless.
Why?
We've been in a pool together.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah, and if you can't remember, then you know what? Too bad on you. Wow. And I don't know why you'd want to know if I'm hairy or not. I'm not sure why that's a thing.
Makes me realize we really weren't doing a good enough job taking pictures in the pools together.
Good. Yeah, right?
Well, you know, we were trying to be nice to each other.
Okay.
I know you felt bad about your extraordinarily large nipples.
I do.
So we didn't want to have any pictures taken. That's how it was. Next time, though, we'll make sure it gets done. Vicky, bring the camera.
Okay.
Yeah. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to ask me if I'm hairy or not. Whatever you want to do, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man, this is your opportunity to let your voice be heard. And there is freedom of speech, but Steve does have a rule, though, in that whole...
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're just going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in. Migs, did you hear about Death Angel's drummer? He got COVID, went into a coma, and then met Satan. WTF.
Huh?
Yeah, I was just talking with Rev about this. The story is nuts. Like, to the point where even Rev brought up a point. He's like, this is not from The Onion.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So, they're a thrash metal band. Growing up, they were one of my absolute favorites. They had some good stuff, man. Death Angel. Real, you know, singing about love and peace and, okay, and all sure. that. There's a great song called Seemingly Endless Time. And, you know, they've made their rounds and they're very well respected in the thrash metal scene. Their drummer, Will Carroll, apparently got COVID. And then they had to cancel their tour. He spent 12 days in a medically induced coma.
Yeah, that's what they had to do for a lot of those folks.
So when he came, when he woke up, and everyone's like, oh, this is a success story, you're going to be okay. He came, apparently during his coma, he said he had visions of the afterlife. And he went to, he said he went and saw his body plummet down to hell, where he met Satan.
Well,
and Satan was not a man, it was a woman in a case. Apparently.
A woman in a case.
I guess so. Or had a case. And then she punished him and morphed him into a Jabba the Hutt-like monster who vomited blood until he had a heart attack.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So then he woke up and he had the tubes in his body. When he came through, the first thing he said to the nurses was, am I still in hell? And the nurses ignored him.
Wow.
Now, just so you don't have to worry about it, he did say he's going to continue to listen to satanic metal. And he loves all the satanic metal bands out there. But as far as his personal life and his experience, he says, I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I used to think.
Well, the stories they used to tell, I mean, he basically is what he experiences. Like, it's eternal suffering, buddy. I mean, how you forget that? That's his calling card. That's like, that's the branding of Satan and hell. Isn't
right.
It?
Satan's not going to be like, yo, Will, welcome, and thanks for kicking ass with those tunes.
Maybe
we really appreciate you and Death Angel.
Maybe he was hoping that he would be considered like a right-hand man.
Oh.
You know, like part of the posse.
Or they're like, yo, we need a drummer for our house band.
That's what it is, yeah. So you're not going to suffer so much, my friend.
How about that she turned him into a Jabba the Hutt-like creature.
Yeah, so that's what happens, man. You get pretty high. Mm. You get pretty high when you're in a coma.
So what would your ultimate fanboy tattoo be? Imagine Rev, it would be Thanos with infinity gems on his knuckles.
Infinity stones, but yes.
Wow, get it right, Texter.
I would have a giant tattoo on my back of Will, the drummer of Death Angel, as Jabba the Hutt vomiting.
Oh, is that what you do?
That's
yes.
Badass.
That's the ultimate fanboy tattoo.
That would be the ultimate fanboy tattoo for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll be something Star Trek related to me. You know, the only tattoo I'm going to get is going to be the Star Trek Delta, so it'd probably be that.
I don't know, like, ultimate fanboy. I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, I do have a Biohazard tattoo for the band.
So you've already done it.
I already got in a band called Dog Eat Dog, another like metal-ish type band, metal ska, rock, punk. They did everything.
So you've already done it.
So I've done some fanboy tattoos. I've never done like a full-on, like a wrestling one, though. That's probably like, I've thought about that, but I don't really get tattoos of actual people. You know what I mean? Because it's just such a... I don't know. I just... I get nervous about trying to get like an actual face tattooed on me. For some reason.
Yeah.
But if I would, I might do like some kind of Macho Man inspired tattoo. Maybe I'll just get giant Macho Man on my back.
That's not bad.
That wouldn't be weird at all.
No,
if you don't know I'm a wrestling fan, that seems very normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just people just go, oh, he thinks he's all that.
Stomach.
Or right above my,
right
under my stomach.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You know who would love that? The wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm sure she'd enjoy it.
And on the back says, dig it.
Okay.
Or cream of the crop.
Oh, you don't want to. Yeah, put that. Do you want to put that anywhere near your areas?
On the tram stamp, yes.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I'm going to do a whole Macho Man everywhere.
Just cream of the crop just gives me images. That's all I'm saying.
And on my head, I'll just have thinking.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're going to
I'll even pay for that.
Yeah.
If you get a tattoo on your head, I'm thinking, I might actually kick in for some of that.
On my hand, I'll snap into it.
Wow, you really got it down. I don't even remember half of these.
Well, you know, Slim Jim.
You can do like Slim on like one knuckle, on one set of knuckles, and Jim on the other ones.
Yeah, all right.
And you put it together.
Or the Slim Jim logo could be right above a certain thing.
Yeah.
That would be great.
You know, you really are going with this fanboy thing. You've got it planned out.
So it's the Macho Man from South Park. No, we're not doing that. They went on a whole other level with the drawing of them. What about, so you got Star Wars, you probably do, right?
That would be Star Trek, but thank you for caring. After a 45-minute dissertation of Randy Savage, thank you for listening to my Star Trek.
More like 36 minutes.
Yeah. All right, how about you, Vicky? What would you do?
Well, I'm like Steve. I already have some of my fangirl things. I have like the X-Men logo tattooed on my ribs. I have X-23 on my arm. I've got the crow, like, the face of Brandon Lee tattooed on my thigh.
So really, when you think about it, we shouldn't ask you, Vicky or Danny, because you've already done it.
Well, the texters are asking.
They should know better. That's already been done.
Yeah, I got like Bulbasaur. I've got pirates.
Yeah, she's got everything.
I forgot you had a Pokemon.
Yeah, I got a little Pokemon. I need a Pikachu, though.
Vicky's whole tattoo collection seems to be fangirl.
Well, like, it's stuff I love, so why wouldn't I?
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm looking. I Google search Macho Man Randy Savage tattoo.
Whoever's got one there is so horrible.
I love that one. It's so bad. It's great.
Oh God!
Just do a Google image search of Randy Savage.
He
tattoo.
Almost looks like a little chibi, some weird looking thing. Oh, that's a good.
Some of them are on another level.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, I like that one. All right. So, Steve, you're late to this party. So many people have done it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't do it.
Well, I'm saying he can't.
No, all right.
I'm not a big Spider-Man fan. I could do the Macho Man character.
Oh, Bonesaw McGraw.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about I remember that was his name in the movie?
Of course you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was for a Spider-Man movie. How about your... we already said Thanos.
Yeah, I would do Thanos.
You do Thanos?
Thanos.
You did
Thanos? Okay.
Thanos.
Danny, you already have some, right?
Yeah, I have a bunch of band logos on my arm.
Okay.
Do you have like a whole arm that's dedicated to Nightmare Before Christmas?
I have a whole leg that's in process. And
got you.
Jack and Sally and everything.
Yeah, then what's on your arm?
That's Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. Yeah. That's what it is.
So mine are all basically fanboy ones.
Yeah, pretty much that's Danny. So there you go. So half the show. And Rev and I probably will never do it.
What about your daughter? I want to hear what Sarah has to say.
She'd probably get
Doctor Who?
Little people wrong, little people big world. She'd probably
a tramp stamp.
Oh, yeah.
All the reality shows.
If she would do that.
Oh, she would definitely get the reality
shows. Franzia tramp stamp would be so incredible.
I would pay for that.
All right.
I'd kick in $5 for that.
Or are you more of a fan of Black Box, the wine?
Oh, Franzia, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you know the first thing that came to mind that I would want? It would be a tramp stamp because I love tramp stamps.
TARDIS.
No, but I do love that. It would be Miley Cyrus on the Wrecking Ball.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Tramp stamp.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually.
I think I'll also pay for that.
Right? So you just see, like, her head, like, at the top of my jeans, and then if you pull my jeans down, you see, like, her on the ball swinging.
Okay, that's grand.
I'm searching this. I wonder if anyone's ever done that yet.
I hope. Really?
I mean, they're...
Oh, that's not a good one, though.
It's awesome. It's a very caricature version of Miley Cyrus. Like, she just looks... I don't even know how to describe her, but she has a foam finger that says YOLO on her.
Yeah.
Interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's very devilish. She looks like she's about to go down to hell.
Wow.
Oh, there's one that's Miley Cyrus with a Darth Vader helmet.
Oh, swinging on the Death Star.
And instead of a wrecking ball, it's a Death Star.
That's awesome.
See, Dad, you could get one, too.
You guys can get matching ones.
Yeah, guess who's not going to do it? His name is your father.
No.
I have no interest in getting a tattoo. None whatsoever.
No.
And I don't think it's ever going to happen.
What about your son?
My son?
What would he get? Like maybe like a deck of cards or like...
It could be. Yeah. It's either poker related or basketball related. That's what I'm thinking.
I hope it's a tramp stamp too, though.
I think it would be a basketball with Kobe's number in there. Let's see if I'm right about that.
Wow.
Because he really took that hard. I was surprised how much that passing really affected him. Let's see if he says something like that. All right, here he is, Joey D's.
Joey D's nuts.
Having a hard time putting headphones on, but he's doing a great job.
Did you guess Kobe?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you're so good.
I know my own son. I may not know my daughter because I really don't want to know what she's into, but I know my own son.
Kobe Bryant at a barbecue grilling Kobe beefsteak.
I like this idea. I don't even eat steak, but I'll do it.
It's me eating a Kobe beef burger.
There we go. This is a
touching tribute.
Or is that Kobe?
All right, so
it's Kobe.
What number are you going to go with, Joe?
Ooh, man.
If you're going to really, are you going to have a basketball as part of this, or maybe his jersey? What are you going to tattoo on?
It was a 24 or 8, right?
Yeah,
I'd probably go 24. man, I don't even know. And this is just recent because I would have gotten Tom Brady, obviously, had it not been.
Oh, right.
You know,
I forgot about Tom Brady.
But yeah, I think it'd be like just Kobe dunking over Michael Jordan.
Oh,
wow.
Yep.
Oh, damn. That would be awesome. Whoa, that's
Scottie Pippen probably would appreciate that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm very happy with this.
Damn, that says a lot. That would start a lot of arguments right there.
Yeah, and Michael Jordan's got to have a cigar in his mouth.
Okay, fair enough. And Hanes, maybe he's got Hanes in his hand, trying to sell somebody some Hanes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, perfect.
So if I was going to do a fanboy tattoo, I'd have to be the Kiss Destroyer album cover on my back.
Oh, nice.
That would be pretty badass.
Yeah.
I love Kiss logos. Any Kiss artwork I've seen on people's tattooed, it's pretty cool.
Well, and I think that they've really always had great art.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've always had cool art. And even the logo itself is just really iconic. It's a great logo.
I think my favorite, though, is the Rock and Roll All Over album cover for Kiss. It's just very crazy and cool visuals, and I like it a lot. In fact, we did a spoof of it for the Migscast, where each member of the Migscast, myself, Glenn, and Rev, and Lulu, are members of KISS.
Of course, Lulu. Okay, why not? Yeah, right. That's a cool logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to rap about, we got you.
So it said, did you guys hear that the Muppets are coming back on Disney Plus?
Yes!
Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited about this. I'm not one of them, but I know a lot of people are.
Why do you hate Muppets?
I was just thinking
yesterday how I wish I still had my animal Muppet, the one that you put your hand up his back. And,
oh, yeah.
That's what, yeah.
You had one?
Yeah, and you could be able to control his eyebrows.
Was it legit? Like you could like make it talk and everything?
Well, yeah, there's a you put your hand in it, open up the mouth, and you could close it, and then there's like another little added like little lip, and you kind of like move your fingers up there. Sounds naughty.
Yes,
get him to close his eyebrows and open up his eyes and all that. It was awesome.
Yeah, Disney says they're doing 6 unscripted episodes following Scooter as he rushes to round up the Muppets and ready them to upload their first streaming show. Going to start on July 31st. Lots of guest stars and a lot of obstacles and distractions standing in their way as they're trying to get this done. And it is the first use of Disney using the Muppets characters, Jim Henson's guys, since the short-lived ABC mockumentary The Muppets was canceled back in 2016.
I love that show.
I liked the first episode, and then I just lost interest. It was like one of those ones where it was, like, was kind of cool, because it was kind of like The Office, but for The Muppets.
And I can handle The Office if it's Muppets. Like, for some reason, I was more okay with that than actual people.
Why don't they just put the old episodes up on
Disney Plus? This is what they're hoping will happen, that Disney Plus will do that. So if awesome. You know, especially if Muppets Now is up there, why not? You're trying to get people to watch your service or even buy your service. A lot of people love The Muppets.
That would be awesome. That would make me happy that I have the Disney Plus subscription. I watch that from time to time.
Don't they own all of that now? I mean, that's... I don't know. I don't know what Disney owns. I feel like they own everything. So, but yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't put it up there.
It was the ABC company, which is Disney. So, yeah.
so bizarre that they, unless they're waiting to put him up there with the, with Muppets Now. Like, they're just sort of, you know, giving us stuff
ease
here
us
and
into
there.
It. Yeah.
You know, don't want us to, you know, use up everything.
Dude, when I was living in Queen Anne in my stoner days, you know, you just watch random television, and then at night they would always have, like, those infomercials for, like, the Muppets series. You could join, like, the Muppet VHS tape club of the month. And so I forgot that I did that one night. I was, like, wasted, and I was like, screw it, I'm getting it.
Of course.
Called, ordered it, gave my information, and then, like, I forgot about it until, like, at end of the month, a box came, and it was a couple VHS tapes of the Muppets. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
and you forgot that you're the one that gave you this gift.
I realized it rather quickly when I opened it up and saw my information. It was like, oh, I'm the idiot that did this. But I didn't cancel for like a year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had all the VHSs. It was so cool.
Muppets translate really well, too. Lily loves the Muppets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's
colorful and fun.
Yeah, Kermit makes her laugh. I mean, there is on Disney Plus, like, they call them Muppet Shorts, and it's like little 15-second clips of Muppets with kids and, like, asking them questions. It's kind of like Kids Say the Darndest Things with Muppets.
Oh.
And it's so funny, and Lily just laughs at them for a good 30 minutes every single day.
We'll see what she thinks of this new show.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it makes sense that kids would, especially if they're raised on Sesame Street. You know, because, I mean, that they're still doing episodes on Sesame Street. Well, I mean, obviously without the virus part of it, but I think they were still doing new episodes.
I have no idea.
It was on HBO.
Yeah, on HBO, and then eventually kicks down to PBS.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if the kids are digging those, and if they there's crossover, because I know Kermit's on Sesame Street. Yep. Miss Piggy's on there, Grover. And I think did Grover ever make the Muppets?
No, that was Gonzo.
Gonzo, yeah.
Yeah. They're both blue. You can confuse them.
It's easy to do. Yeah, sorry. I'm such a Muppetist.
You are, man.
Yeah.
Especially with Blue Muppets.
Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to know, what's the biggest thing that you bummed out over because you missed it due to the pandemic?
That's a big issue for a lot of folks. Because the longer this goes,
the more S we miss.
I just had to text a friend of mine about not going to our big convention this year. It got rescheduled, and the person's not happy with me.
Oh, really?
Well, because they, you know, I was supposed to get an award, and this person was going to present me with the award, and I said, I'm not going to make our convention this year.
Oh.
And they were like,
tell
dude.
Him if I go, will he give me the award?
I'd be happy. Yeah.
I don't want to go either.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not that I want to go. I just don't believe we're going to be doing stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the trouble is this person's in Florida, and Florida's just experiencing life differently than we are in the Pacific Northwest. So he's probably thinking I'm crazy.
And he's banking on it being all good and up and running by September. And I mean, we'd like to think it would be, but there's no guarantee.
Do you want to
book a flight and hotels?
See, I've lost all hope because of the state I'm in. Washington State is not going to do anything until the last state. They're just going to be the last state to do anything.
No, my buddy and I were just talking about, like, independent wrestling here. You know, obviously, like, I was talking to my buddy Matt, and just, like, we don't know. We hope that things will be back, but even when they return, it's not going to be the same for a long time. It's just nuts to think, like, that's the world that we're in right now.
So that's what I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss the conventions and seeing the people that I like at these conventions, including our radio convention and, of course, a lot of the board game conventions. They just canceled some major ones. I don't think we're going to have one here in Washington State at all this season. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just feels that way.
The big ones for me are just, I mean, the Pearl Jam concert is definitely high on the top of my list of things I'm bummed that I missed. That was me and Ryan Castle were going to go to Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be fun. Some wrestling events, obviously, just because I had some cool stuff coming up, and it sucks. But that's just how it is. I'm going to sit around and be like, sit in front of the TV watching that guy wrestle on television and be like, you son of a bitch, it should have been me. You know?
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I am at right now.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Those are the main ones. Concerts, man, especially with the summer coming up. It's a bummer to think about all the cool concerts that are about to happen that aren't because of this.
You know what's so funny to me is that I've got a list here of the top things that people are missing, and concerts are not in the top eight. That's so bizarre. I would think that would be
like top three for me.
Yeah, unless many people don't go to concerts who are at least getting this survey. It's more like life events that these people are bummed out about. Like birthday parties, weddings, graduation ceremonies, baby showers.
I had about the saddest birthday ever, so that was great.
Oh yeah, that's right, you did.
Yeah, Star Wars Day, and at least I had a cake.
Yeah,
yeah. The wife found ingredients in the house to make me a cake, and it was actually a very good cake. But sat at home watching TV.
Well, my buddy, you know, celebrated his 60th birthday this year, as will I, and he had a big virtual party. Did you think of doing that?
no, it's boring and crappy.
All right, well, that answer makes us realize where you're at, Rev.
Yeah. My 40th birthday, I had an awesome Nerf battle with all of my very best friends.
Yeah.
And then I come to this where I'm sitting at home opening up little miniatures for D&D, eating a cake by myself.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't even a major birthday, so you didn't get screwed on your major birthday.
Every birthday is a major birthday.
Oh, yeah. God. Every birthday after 40 is a success story.
I'm tapping out. Steve, I'm tapping out.
Well, this past weekend, it was my wife's birthday. It was kind of like, as dumb as it is, the thing that bummed me out the most is I couldn't find her a fun, like, treat. Like, you know, usually I'll come home with, like, a cool pint of ice cream or a cool vegan cupcake. So I go to the Whole Foods in Capitol Hill just to find anything. Of course, their bakery's just shut down. But they had a couple little things, and I found, like, the saddest, like, four-pack of vanilla vegan cupcakes with vanilla frosting. I'm like, this couldn't be more plain.
Yeah.
But it was pretty delicious.
Well, listen, you know what? It's the thought that counts, and you got a delicious cupcake.
Damn straight.
See, I'm really bummed out that my best friend, I couldn't give her baby shower. I couldn't take her pregnancy pictures. She just had her baby this weekend, and I can't go see him. So I'm really missing out on all the baby time.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. And, of course, you know, obviously the graduations. Funerals are really getting somebody. Ben Stiller was recently on The Tonight Show, and, man, I'll tell you right now, this COVID is really showing you the like how cool or just how human everybody is. Ben Stiller had a great conversation with Jimmy Fallon about his dad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was actually, Ben said, I just want to give a lot of recognition to people who do not get to be with their family members when they passed away. He said, we were fortunate. We got to be with our dad.
Yeah.
And he said, I know a lot of you didn't get to do that, especially the COVID-related, you know, deaths that were out there. But it was a really, I mean, it's on the internet somewhere, I'm sure. Jimmy talking to Ben Stiller has some really fun stories. And I guess, you know, I guess one of the last performances of Ben's mom and dad, Stiller and Mara, were actually on Jimmy Fallon's show. They played a game together, and they were all surprised at how these guys turned it on. It was like, you know, there were old people doing whatever. And then you had, okay, we're going to do some shtick. We're going to perform.
Lights on them, yeah.
And the two of them just showed magic. And you know, people may not know just how talented Ben Stiller's parents were. They were an amazing team together. And I guess it was an idea that they were both struggling actors. And then Ben was like, Jerry was like, let's do a comedy act together. I think we can actually make some money doing this. And his wife was like, I don't know how to do comedy. I'm a serious actress. And she was brilliant when they went out and did stuff. So I learned some stuff with that interview with Jimmy.
I got to imagine it's a PR person who does their job doing like a PR and setting up interviews for celebrities. It's got to be in a weird way like a nightmare right now, because if like a talk show is like, hey, can we get Ben Stiller on the show? You can't really lie and be like, Ben's really busy these days.
Yeah, you really
can. You know what I mean? Like if they're like, sorry, I can't get you Ben. He's really busy. Like, what is he doing? He's doing nothing. He's sitting at home like the rest of us. He can join us on a Zoom call.
And hats off to Ben Stiller, which again, Jimmy Fallon, please, will you do what Ben did? Ben had great audio.
You know, Jimmy Fallon's listening to us right now.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully somebody gets this to Jimmy. We get it. You're at home. Can we get rid of the crappy audio? But Ben Stiller sounded great, plus also his house, wherever he was broadcasting from, you know, doing the Zoom meeting. Ben Stiller had a nice setup. So far, it's the winners of the Zoom meetings are Ben Stiller and, the guy that plays Negan on The Walking Dead. I forget his name.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Those
what
guys.
What did you say?
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Oh, Steve had a stroke. Hold on.
You
had
okay,
a
Seacrest moment.
It starts with a J. I was just trying to throw something out there until you guys figured it out.
Listen, Seacrest, you need some rest? Is that
Jeremy.
What's going on? All right. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, I missed a few Mariners games. I purchased early on. Might be missing an extended family vacation in the Bahamas, depending on how things roll out. Oh, that was another one, too. Hawaii. Yep. That was a bummer to miss that.
So surprised the vacations haven't hit the list, but maybe as we get into the summer, more people will be talking about the vacations they're missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anniversary parties. Yeah, I missed mine. My wife and I missed our anniversary. Divorce parties. I didn't know there were divorce parties.
I'm actually supposed to be going to one in July, but I doubt that's going to happen.
That was number 8 on the list. People are really going to divorce parties.
Yeah, we're taking one of our friends down to Portland to Acropolis and show her a good time.
Well, you know what the benefit, though, will be? I mean, you'll have a lot more divorce parties to attend after this all passes, because there's probably a lot of relationships that are falling apart because they're stuck together way more than they ever thought they would be.
That's right, Vicky. You're going to a lot of parties.
Yes. There'll be more divorces for you to celebrate.
Hey. Well, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a beard have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a beard have in common?
Oh, I'm about 32% beard at this point.
Yeah, it really is true.
I've not seen my groomer in some time.
Mm. Hey, come over and groom you?
You should see my back.
Oh, then I'm not coming over to groom you.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, never mind.
So it's not so much the shoulders as it is like the small of the back, that area.
Oh.
It's a tuft.
Well, there's a question out there, and I guess I never even thought about this before, but, you know, wondering why men grow facial hair.
Oh. Because we can.
I thought it was always to hide something on your face.
Well, in a way, you may be right.
Yeah, your face. It's to hide your face.
It is to hide your face from a punch.
Oh. You know, it's been years since I've wanted to punch Ryan. I think it's because of the beard.
Because he can't find my face.
There are scientists out there thinking that they feel like the beard was designed for men so that we could absorb a punch in the face, I guess because we're the ones punching.
I kind of want to punch that scientist in the face. This is so stupid.
I guess early
I tell you what, guys. I fall down quite a bit, and that's the one spot that never gets hurt is under my beard. It's
okay.
True.
Okay. Yeah. So fighting over food back in the old days, you know, Neanderthal days, apparently the beard helped us, you know, fend off the attack.
Fascinating.
And researchers have found that beards absorb 37% of a punch. I guess they've tried punching people.
Weird.
Yeah. And you know what else is weird? Ryan Castle. Thank you.
Yeah. Sir.
He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Someday there's going to be another Machine Gun Kelly. Somebody in 10 years, I predict, someone's going to steal her away from him.
He's going to be Shotgun Jimmy.
Shotgun Jimmy. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Please use that as an alias.
That's my new rap name.
He's like, really? You're leaving me for Shotgun Jimmy?
Pelican Peter.
Yeah. Okay, that's even better. Pelican Peter. And she'll go, and you know why we call him Peter?
I'm Airsoft Rifle Ronnie.
There we go.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.